If your electric bill has shot up from one month to the other, you are not alone. In a piece in today's Bangor Daily News, business reporter Darren Fischel looks at this phenomenon. The staff at the paper also crunched the numbers and found that electricity customers in Maine spend $18 million more by using competitive providers than they would have if they'd just stuck with the standard rate. This after the providers promised savings over that rate. I asked Fischel to tell me the story of one couple in Charleston that's featured in the piece.
They weren't actually shopping for electricity at all. They had called about internet service and got marketed an electricity offering and took it. They signed up for a year, and after the year contract ended, the price got jacked up. It was a variable rate, which changed every month after they had their initial year contract.
So what did they see on their bill? What made them start to be concerned about this?
The bill tripled, and they were wondering why, and they obviously started looking around at what they were doing in their own house that might be causing them to use so much more electricity. Was there something running at night that they didn't know about or something like that? They bought a new water heater, and that wasn't the problem. It was that the price that they were actually paying for each unit of electricity had gone up.
How common a story has this been in Maine over the last few years?
We know that as a whole, the group of customers that bought from competitive suppliers, competitive electricity providers, have as a whole paid more than if they had been, they've paid more than if they've been on the standard offer.
You have done some research on this, your paper has, and you have some graphs and charts that show this information. How much money have customers as a whole lost?
I like to look at it from 2012. That's really when residential customers started. And from 2012 to 2014, it was $18 million more. There was initial savings, which tells part of the story too. In 2012, it was about $2.8 million that those customers saved. But in the later years, that changed in 2013 and 2014. The data for 2015 will be final in October, but preliminary data that the Energy Information Administration put out, it seems that 2015 is the same story, if not worse.
Walk me through the process in a nutshell of how this has happened.
Electricity costs have been a general concern, and New England has some of the highest, but residential customers, it's difficult when you talk about energy prices because typically the discussion is around wholesale prices, which is the market that residential customers don't really see. Part of the idea is that if you have all these companies taking in all this information about the wholesale market and what's going on in it, that all of them will come up with a good offer, that competition will lead to these providers offering better prices and managing that wholesale market more ably on behalf of their customers, which are now residential customers.
One promise of competition when it came in was that these new energy providers would lower their prices through innovation. In theory, that presumably means exploring renewables and different energy sources that could lower prices. But in practice, what has it actually meant?
For the period we looked at, which I think is important, 2012 to 2014, it hasn't meant much. There's one company that offers a renewable plan, but the rate fluctuates every month, and it's generally higher. By and large, it seems they're getting the same basic mix of electricity supply.
In practice, a lot of the innovation that has happened, you say, in your piece, is actually in how companies market to customers.
That has been a primary innovation. The business thrives on acquiring customers and building a customer base. Electricity Maine's history was building the largest customer base in the state, and they've sold that to another company.
Okay, so it seems like while this has brought a little light to the subject, the takeaway might be that it's incredibly confusing. What can we as consumers do if we feel that, you know, we're perhaps in a situation where we're paying significantly more for energy than we ought to be?
Key thing is to find out who is providing your electricity supply. The best place to call is the utility, and they'll know if you're getting your electricity supply from the standard offer or from another company. But that's all the utility would be able to help suss that out.
All right, Darren Fischel is a business and economy writer for the BDN. Thanks a lot, Darren.
Thank you.